this is Andrew and Jesse of Gear Live, and we're sitting with Robert Ellison, the Director of Product Management at MacroVision. And if you're unfamiliar, MacroVision is the company that aims to keep the publisher's creative content safe from those who want to copy it, distribute it online, or through other various channels. And so I'm just going to jump right in, Robin. Could you tell us specifically, you recently did a survey in the video game industry.
Right.
What did you find as far as piracy in the video game industry?
Yeah, so we run an annual survey to study piracy behavior. And I think for the PC, we've typically found the piracy rate for the US is around 40%.
40%?
Around 40% of people say that they have copied one or more games or downloaded one or more games.
So if you took any random 10 people, you can be pretty sure four of them
would
have pirated
at least
illegally
one pirated game.
Okay.
Within that 40%, around 75% were sourcing those games online, so from BitTorrent, peer-to-peer networks, or going to a crack site where you can get no CD patches or sort of versions of the game that will run in an emulator.
Okay.
And around 25% copied directly from a friend. So just went over to a friend's house, used a CD or DVD burner, made a copy.
Okay.
And the next result from that survey was we asked how long it would take before somebody would go and buy a game. So for those people who tended to copy, how long would they wait if it wasn't available before they'd go to the store
okay. And
buy a copy? What we found there was it's within a month, about 75% of the respondents said they'd buy a game. So on day zero, piracy rate's up there at about 40%. And if you can prevent the hacked copies being available for a month, it's about 10% of the users. So it's a pretty dramatic effect. It's amazing that just within 1 month, you can reduce almost all of the piracy.
Wow. Okay.
And this year we decided to start looking at console piracy as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we've run the survey for PC for a couple of years, and we decided to look at Xbox and PlayStation 2. We were quite surprised to find that it was a high rate. So it was about 20%. So probably about half of the PC piracy rate.
Okay.
And that's quite a remarkable result when you consider that PC piracy is very easy. If you can download a game or you can make a copy at a friend's house. But for a console, you've either got to get a mod chip and get the mod chip fitted into the console.
Right.
Or for PlayStation, you get a swap disk and use the swap disk to start the game. So it's a little bit harder. And we really expected the drop-off to be a little bit more significant. So 20% piracy on the consoles was pretty dramatic.
Yeah.
And the rest of the results for console were very similar to PC. So we found again that about 3/4 were getting the copies online instead of copying from a friend. And again, we found that it's a month that's the key window where you can really force people to go out and buy the game if it's not available.
Now, how much do you think the websites or any type of retail stores which provide the modded Xboxes or PlayStation 2s, how do you feel about how much they're contributing to it or something of that nature?
Yeah, well, the mod chip isn't illegal, right? It's legal to buy a mod chip and put it in your system, correct?
I it varies by geography, I think. So
okay.
In general, I mean, I think it's hard to buy, certainly in the States, it's hard to buy a pre-modded system. But in Europe, I've certainly anecdotally heard that you can just go buy a PlayStation that's pre-modded and take it home and start copying
games. At your regular mall or anything like that?
And so, I mean, I think, there are certainly, in some cases where, I mean, I think some store got shut down because it was selling Xboxes that had software already loaded on it,
which was,
perhaps there's an argument that you have a mod chip so that you can play region-free DVDs.
Right.
So there's always a fair use argument. So MacroVision's not involved in that sort of legal activity to shut down stores that are selling pirated games. At E3 we're talking about our active reach game value management products that stop that piracy. So on the PC side, our Safe Disk Copy Protection.
How does that work?
Is a system that checks to see that you've got a legitimate CD or DVD-ROM before it'll let you start the game. And over the past year, we have started an API program that actually allows the game developer to put hooks deep within the game that detect whether it's copied or not. So that the old world of copy protection was that you got a little message saying this game's cracked. And if you're a hacker, you just keep going until that message disappears. With the Safe Disk API, the evidence that is cracked happens later in the game. So perhaps in a baseball game, you're out after two strikes instead of three. Or in a first-person shooter, maybe you can't get the power up you need to finish the level. And so suddenly the consequences of having a hack game are much...
You can't beat the game.
You can't beat the game, you can't enjoy the game. And so the hacked version actually acts as a kind of sales tool. If you like the game, you're going to go buy a legitimate version so you can finish it. And the hackers start to get bored because the guys who really hack copy protection systems, that's their fun. They don't really like playing the games. So in the new world of Safe Disk Advanced, instead of just hacking until that first message box goes away, they're forced to test every level, every mode of gameplay before they know it's been cracked on them.
Wow.
And so with Safe Disk Advanced, we're finding that our publishers are seeing that month window to recover, you know, a substantial proportion of the lost sales through piracy. The other element of Active Reach that we're talking about at the show is Hawkeye, which is the peer-to-peer interdiction service.
Okay.
And so that's sort of defense in depth. So, you know, you want to have disk-based protection on the game so it's hard to copy. But then for those 75% of users that get the pirated versions online, you want to stop those from being available. Mm-hmm. Either as a result of having the copy protection hacked on the PC, a copy off a console.
Right.
Or, of course, there's been a couple of high-profile cases where source code or early beta versions of the game have leaked onto peer-to-peer
right.
way before the game's been released, and certain studios go through a year plus of redevelopment
yes.
to cope with that. So what Hawkeye lets us do is shut down that distribution channel. So for the vast majority of the peer-to-peer networks, we will go in, see every different search result, and can replace them either with a spoofed version that will lead to no download or bad data or just a frustrating experience. Or alternatively, a trial version. So you can download a copy of the game, maybe play it for 5 days, and then get the opportunity to buy it. So it's both a way of preventing piracy and an alternative distribution channel for publishers.
So this is something where if someone were to log on to, say, Kazaa
yep.
or BitTorrent,
right.
they would do their search query.
Yep.
Hawkeye would preempt their search result by
we're in the
trying
network.
To figure out
so
any...
you go search for the game. Every result you see is us. So within minutes
wow.
of a game being protected, every result is from MacroVision. And we can control what that result means. Whether that means it's a black hole of death and you're just stuck waiting for the connection to time out. Whether it's bad data, whether it's taking you to a web page to give you an opportunity to buy the content. So there's a lot that we can do once we control those services.
Okay. What about as far as console protection? Do you guys have something that you're working on to protect? You know, we have the new next-gen consoles
right.
coming out within the next year and a half.
Yep.
What are you guys doing on that front?
And so the Hawkeye system works for any media type. So
okay.
it works for, you know, if you're trying to download an ISO image for a PlayStation game, you know, any type of game that's online, we can shut down the distribution.
Okay. And this is something that a publisher would have to, you know, come to you
right.
to license.
Definitely.
License the,
definitely.
Okay. And what about, one last question, what was I going to say? Oh, as far as DVDs, music, and all those other things, you guys work in that area too, right?
Yeah, so MacroVision protects a wide variety of content, so, you know, I believe we've protected over $100 billion worth of VHS and DVD, $70 billion worth of software. We protect both application software, enterprise software, as well as games. And then we have music copy protection as well. So, I mean, it's a pretty wide portfolio of content protection technologies.
Okay, excellent. Well, Robbie, thank you for your time.
Yeah.
And good luck at this year while you're showing people off
enjoy
your new system.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.